catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek, kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week, with rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for you. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, old man river whispers to me. Carry on. I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it. There's no place I'd rather be than care.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A deadly incident during a victory parade in Liverpool, England. Fans celebrating their city's Premier League soccer championship when police say 53-year-old men plowed into the crowd. More than 45 people were injured, four seriously. ABC's Ian Pannell.
The police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
King Charles is in Canada to open Parliament. His visit widely viewed as a show of support in the face of continued threats by President Trump to try to make Canada the 51st state. A former police chief in a small Arkansas town on the run after escaping from prison where he was serving time for rape and murder. Three more of the 10 Louisiana escaped inmates now found. Two more still on the loose. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. June milk down 49 to 1934, July down 28 to 1967, August down 23 to 1950, September down 15 at 1938. Cheese markets, barrels down 1 3/4 to 185 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks down 7 3/4 to 187. 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 5 3/4 to 242, 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 2 1/4 to 125 and a quarter, 7 trades on the day. Dry waste steady at 54 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mixed on the day as the trade juggled mixed signals from the marketplace. While there was strength in cash markets in the north at $2 higher, the cash trade really didn't develop in the south. That pressured markets. Tariff concerns also pressuring both live and feeder cattle markets, but box beef prices helped to support many of the contracts as the box beef prices moved higher. Hog markets were lower. The market battled resistance pressure and concerned about continued tariff dilemmas. June live cattle up 17 cents to 215.80. August feeder cattle up 60 cents to 300.37. June hogs down 40 cents to 98.30. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. The president posted that Apple should have a 25% tariff on all iPhones not manufactured in the U.S., and that the U.S. should consider placing a 50% tariff on imported European goods beginning June 1st due to the stalled trade talks between the U.S. and the EU. The weather was also viewed as non-threatening. That also provided extra pressure to the market. New crop corn down 2.5 to 450 3/4. New crop beans down 4 3/4 to 10.50 1/2. July wheat down 2 to 5.42 1/2. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Friday at Elsevia, Durand, cash corn 407, June 410, July 413, new crop 391. Cash beans 975, June 980, July 985, new crop 961. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 427.5, June and July 421.5, new crop 4 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 430, June 431, August 423, new crop 402. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash in June corn 409, new crop 4 even, cash in June beans 990, new crop 975. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 415, new crop 401, cash beans 975, new crop 965. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 432, June 433, July 434, new crop 411, cash beans 1022, June 1026, July 1027, new crop 992. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 403, June 407, new crop 396, cash beans 991, June 991, new crop 978. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 209 to 232, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 206, market cows 124 to 149, bulls 145 to 194, calves 600 to 1520, beef steers 187 to 560, Holstein steers 180 to 447. Sheep markets, light lambs 267 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets. Markets does 240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check for your wallet first before hitting the drive-thru.
$6.
Sorry, forgot my wallet. I have change, though. Here's 40 cents, another 40. Ooh, a bicentennial.
What's that?
Oh, gosh.
Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers, even a few rumbles of thunder will be possible today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers or a thunder shower with a high near 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mama told her, baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get.
baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girl's ever known. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Watch them roll.
Testing out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Well, the well went dry and the cow did too. Daddy didn't know what to do. The banker came by the house one day, said he's gonna take the farm away. Then Mama came up with a plan. Brother and me started up a band. Sister put a sign on the roof. Daddy bought a case of 90 proof. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. You don't need the sun or rain, just neon lights and some ice cold beer keeps everything green around here. Mama takes the cash at the door, brother and me keep them out on the floor. Sister sets them up at the bar, daddy kicks back with a big cigar. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Well, we gave all the cows away, and now the only horns around here today are the ones up on the grill of a genuine 59 Coupe de Ville. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed
parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Ledoux, Cadillac Ranch here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region. Looks like we're going to see some rain here midweek. Then things are going to warm up for the next weekend. And we will have details with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we'll have Bill Baker in with Dairy Radio Now and also our Newsmaker segment too. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. China is keeping most of its fertilizer production for domestic use. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
China is one of the world's biggest suppliers of fertilizer. However, according to Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer for StoneX, he says China's pulled back in recent years on the amount of exports, preferring to keep more on hand for domestic use.
Every time we see updated operating rates in China, they remain extremely high, which means that product is getting produced in country. And that really brings the question of, what are they doing with all of it? Where is all this product going? They can't hold 5+ million tons and just create the storage. I personally believe, and now listen, this is China. We don't ever know. It's always educated guesses if we can even call them that. But when I look at China, we have seen where the government has kind of started to tell its own people, listen, we need to be less reliant on the world. We need to produce our own food. But how do you ramp up yield? Well, you fertilize more. So I think just an increase of domestic demand could soak up a lot of that product that they would normally export. We have been hearing where storage is near record highs or at or above record highs. That has led to some speculation that we will see some exports be allowed here fairly shortly.
Linville says even if China eventually ships out excess fertilizer that it can't store, that means the world's biggest exporter will likely be missing for at least half of 2025. What should farmers be thinking about for this fall and next year's applications?
So from a farmer's perspective, you are spending far more of your bushels of corn to pay for that DAP. This is the market's way of trying to kill demand. And so not to say this improves in the years to come. I hope that it does. I'm staying hopeful this all corrects itself and we get back to some decent values. But there needs to be some hard decisions. And I think one of those things that you need to have an idea of, what do I truly need to raise next year's crop?
Linville said China may not be holding that much fertilizer off the world market because of U.S. tariffs.
I think it's more domestic policy. A lot of folks have been trying to tie this back to the Trump administration's kind of economic war on China, parties like that. But again, the phosphate flows, when you look at it, those export flows started to slow significantly into early 2022 when global prices spiked the last time. And so this is a situation a bit in place. This is a domestic Chinese political strategy, again, to keep tons at home, prices low. Now, to your point, I believe part of it is an effort to ramp up production of foods in their own areas, so they don't have to be reliant on Western countries like the U.S. Part of it could be that production rates are down of phosphate. If you look into the sulfur market, there's been a lot of supply and price issues there, which may be making it kind of uneconomical. And the third, something that a lot of people kind of squint at you when you talk about battery manufacturing. The current adopted manufacturing for batteries, phosphate-based. And so you know that China is obviously a major player in that field. We could be seeing a lot of phosphate being pulled away from agronomical uses, pulled away from export, and being placed into that industry.
Josh Linville of StoneX. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers, even a few rumbles of thunder will be possible today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower with a high near 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just like nothing happened, but somewhere in the darkness, I heard her say goodbye. Wonder if she misses me tonight. I wish that I could tell her how much I love her. And I wish this damned old thunderbird could fly. Right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Mark Colley and even the man in the moon is crying here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Secretary of Agriculture Rollins is commending the Make America Healthy Again Commission report at the White House. She said, we must do more to improve the health outcome of our kids and families. Now, she said that she has signed waivers to remove soda and energy drinks from Nebraska's SNAP program. She's also been signing other waivers for other states to do the same thing. Meanwhile, Secretary Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy are working together to craft new dietary guidelines for Americans. And those are set to be released soon. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. With the commodity markets closed yesterday for the Memorial Day holiday, the cattle markets are reacting today to Friday's Cattle on Feed report. USDA's data shows continued tightness in the American cattle supply, and I'll have the details when we return. How does Nutrien Ag Solutions conduct research at the speed of farming? Thaddeus Bates, Senior Manager of Applied Agronomy, spoke with me about the newly opened Innovation Farm outside Champaign, Illinois, and what they do.
We don't do any R&D here. What we do is we pick up where R&D leaves off, and we work with our cooperators, our basic suppliers, to, we'll say, get it across the finish line. So we're looking at products 3 years before they receive a label. We're working with our suppliers. That helps the suppliers get the product into the market quicker and helps us understand how they're going to react and work within the environment that they're going to be living in.
One area of research is machine-enabled agronomy. Thaddeus, what is that?
Machine-enabled agronomy is all the components of the data and how it flows from piece to piece and how we can become more efficient, making sure that we make the most accurate application on those acres.
Thaddeus Bates, thanks for joining us for this week's Agronomy for Your Acres. And folks, if you want to put these innovations to work on your farm, learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. With the markets back open today, traders are evaluating the USDA's May Cattle on Feed report, which showed ongoing supply constraints here in the U.S. beef industry. Market analysts were expecting to see fewer cattle across the country, and the report delivered. According to USDA, cattle and calves on feed totaled 11.4 million head as of May 1st. That's down 2% compared to a year ago. Analysts had expected the decline to be about 1.5%. Placements of cattle into feedlots during April were particularly notable, totaling just 1.61 million head. Now that's down 3% year over year. Net placements came in even lower at 1.56 million head. That is the lowest April placement figure since 2020 during the height of COVID disruptions. And if you take 2020 out of the mix, you'd have to go back a full decade to January of 2015 to find a single month with fewer calves moving into feedlots. Analysts watch this figure because those cattle moving into feedlots in May will likely be headed to harvest in the early fall, indicating even tighter beef supplies by the third quarter. Every weight class posted a year-over-year decline. Cattle under 600 pounds accounted for 310,000 head, while cattle in the 6 to 700-pound range totaled just 225,000. That indicates not only fewer calves available in the pipeline, but also a shift away from earlier feeding programs. This month's numbers also reflect some of the import slowdown on the southern border, which has now been closed to cattle imports from Mexico entirely. Regionally, nearly every major cattle feeding state posted year-over-year declines in placements. The only exceptions were Kansas and Oklahoma, which reported modest increases of 3 and 2% respectively. And marketings of fed cattle during April came in at 1.83 million head. That was down 3% from a year ago, but in line with traders' expectations. I'll have more when we return.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Yes, analysts say today's market reaction is expected to be bullish following Friday's cattle on feed report, driven by the light placement numbers and continued contraction in the beef supply chain. But with prices at record highs, traders will be closely watching consumer demand as we head deeper into summer. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns. Down bar across the railroad track, I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you running wild and free, I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied telling my poor. Say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Beams of a knee.
just get burned. But we don't have to feel like dirt anymore, though love's not earned. Baby, it's our turn.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Some guys have all the luck. There's gold in everything they touch. But all of the work I've done, never
that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. President Trump's Make America Healthy Again Commission released their expected report last week, blaming several factors for causing chronic illness, especially in children. Axios says the highly anticipated report included bad diets, chemical exposure, and unnecessary medication for causing chronic illnesses in kids. The commission said popular snacks and beverages save time and money, but cite research showing ultra-processed foods are linked to chronic diseases. A big concern for U.S. agriculture going into the day was pesticides. The report says potential toxins in the environment are a big concern, but the administration's treading lightly. Quote, American farmers rely on these products, and actions that further regulate or restrict crop protection tools must involve thoughtful consideration of what's necessary for adequate protection alternatives and cost of production, unquote, the report added. Understanding the links between chemical exposure and chronic illnesses cannot happen through a European regulatory system that stifles growth, the report said. Now, the American Soybean Association strongly rebuked that report for being brazenly unscientific and damaging to America's confidence in the safe and reliable food system. Should the administration act on the report that was drafted entirely behind closed doors, it would hurt U.S. farmers, increase food costs for consumers, and worsen health outcomes for all Americans. Farmers represented by the ASA are disturbed that the report contains recommendations that aren't grounded in science and seem to advance the agenda of food elitists and activist groups that have long sought to undermine U.S. agriculture. Even more troubling, according to ASA, is Health and Human Service Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s reassuring Congress earlier in the week that the report didn't contain a single word that should worry the American farmer. The report did suggest that glyphosate, atrazine, and other pesticides that farmers need are potential contributors to human ailments. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, responded to House Republicans passing the reconciliation bill that would take food assistance away from at least 3 million Americans by cutting $290 billion from SNAP funding. Quote, instead of working to lower grocery costs as they promised the American people that they would, House Republicans are pulling the rug out from under millions of families by taking away federal assistance to put food on the table, unquote. Klobuchar said they're doing that even as President Trump's tariff taxes raise food prices by more than $200 for the average family, all to fund more taxes for the wealthy, she said. She called it wrong, and she said that they would fight against it in the Senate. Quote, this Republican bill will mean more seniors, children, veterans, and people with disabilities go to bed hungry, unquote. And she added, it also means farmers will see billions in lost revenue. Food inflation did show a welcome moderation as it cooled to its slowest annual rate since early 2021, according to the recent Consumer Price Index for April. Despite that, many families continue to feel the pinch at the grocery store and dining out. In April, consumer prices rose 0.2% from the previous month, slowing the annual inflation rate from 2.4 to 2.3%. The data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics was surprising as many expected ongoing trade disputes and tariffs to push prices higher. Food prices in April decreased 0.1% from the previous month, but are still 2.7% higher than a year ago. A new Rabo research report says pork prices have rebounded and remain strong despite shifting trade flows and growing economic and consumer uncertainties. Rising geopolitical tensions have had a limited impact on global pork markets, but they are likely to redirect global trade volumes in the coming months. Despite the agreement between the U.S. and China to reduce tariffs for 90 days, the added tariffs on U.S. pork could still curtail trade. Given the uncertainty surrounding future U.S. trade policy, investment in the U.S. pork sector expansion is expected to slow, while other regions may see slightly faster growth, said Christian McCracken, senior analyst of animal protein at Rabo Research. Pork prices have rebounded, driven by tighter hog supply due to limited growth in the sow herd and the ongoing health and productivity challenges. We expect limited demand improvement for the rest of the year, McCracken said. Higher beef and poultry prices, however, may offer some support.
That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers, even a few rumbles of thunder will be possible today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower with a high near 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing all right, and it's a But why can't every day be just this good? I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Gave it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It starts a-jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can all down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's old